You know, I'm not. I try to stay away from political poems. I do, because there's a wealth of them out there right now. And 50 years ago today, Robert Kennedy was killed. I was in California then, in Sacramento. It was just our history of our country changed dramatically with his death, I believe. And I just want to make this little statement. No one else wants to read tonight, but a little thing that I've noticed, that 80 years ago, there was a ship called the St. Louis. It came here from Germany to Cuba, and the Cubans, it was filled with 1,000 Jews. And our president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, would not take them. They wanted to come here. They were trying to escape tyranny. They were returned to England, and some got off. Others went further into different places, such as Poland or wherever. Out of the 1,000 people, only like 200 some survived. And they would not take these people who were begging for refuge. Somehow, I can't help but think, people came up from Mexico over the last month, and we did something that we should all be ashamed of. We took their children. I do not see much difference here. We refuse to let the brown people in our country. They were running from tragedy in their in other countries. They came to our borders. We closed the borders. And then we took their children. I don't know if any of you have children, but I do. I would not let anyone take my child. And the only reason I'm telling this, because I wrote a poem about who would build the wall. I don't want to read it tonight. Instead, I just wanted to point that out. Be aware of what is going around you. It happened 80 years ago in 1938. We sent these people to their death. Is it much different that we have closed our borders? I'm lost for an answer. But I've said what I had to say politically. I will read you a poem that's fun. Okay, at least I think it's fun. It was fun for me. It is called "My Pee-Pee Always Got Me in Trouble." I can remember most of the people that have hurt me. Slaps in the face, and most of the beer bottles tossed at my head, all the beer bumps, most of the kicks in the nuts, and most of the kicks in the ass, not to include my mother, who, short of waterboarding, knew how to get a confession, even from Mother Teresa. Anyway, I was in the first grade, having turned 6 years old at the time. I was sent to school run by the Dominican nuns. I still remember having to go to the bathroom and having no social skills. I stood on my desk and grabbed my pee-pee and was dancing in a circle, just like a little puppy dog. Sister Madaliva grabbed me by my necktie and dragged me to the boys' room, shoved me to the big white urinal, and I almost fell in the trough. When I was finished, a grin again grabbed by the necktie and dragged me to see the principal, Sister Muriel, a big and wide, somewhat huge nun. I remember Sister Muriel saying, You like to stand on your desk and you like to touch your pee-pee, do you? Well, let me introduce you to Pinky. And just like a long sword, she pulled from her side this huge pink stick. She made me hold my hands out, and with the pink roller, she swatted first one hand, then the other, 10 good whacks. She was holding me so I couldn't run, and she swatted and swatted, and my little feet danced and danced, but I couldn't break free. Swat and swat and swat. My little hands turned pink, just like the roller. Tears, salt tears running down my face. And this has been over 60 years ago, but I still remember. But I want you to know that my little pee-pee has always got me into trouble. And to tell you true, it has done most of my thinking and made me dance in circles. In spite of being no showpiece, I have always been somewhat proud of my little soldier. And it always been one of my best and closest friends, in spite of all the challenges and many disappointments and all the shortcomings and my less than honorable ways. But from the bottom of my ding-dong, I want you to know that Sister Muriel was a mean, old, nasty, frustrated, and just a bitter old bitch that beat little boys that danced in circles when they had to pee. Thank you. Have a nice day.